های زمین داشتیم در راه تو آوازم که بدیم این زمین قابل قبول کنیم
سنی که مشاهده کردیم مرده حقیقتش
با خروزی زیادی که ایشون داشت من فکر میکردم ایشون زنده مونده باشه
چون در زمان جنگ بنوان پرستار به جبهه رفته بودم و یکی از موردکارهاشون نجات دادن رزمندهی بوده که در حال شهادت بوده و هر دو در جمع ما هستن
18 تا گلوله تیر خوردن تا گفتن دست یکیشون با لگد زد سمت راست من دنده هم شکست لگد دیگر خورد سمت چپ من دنده های سمت چپ هم شکست حالا هر دو دستم شکسته استخوناش ریخته بیرون از بالا
آیت الله سیدعلی خامنه‌ای تو ا گروپ آف war veterans, war wounded, and ex-prisoners of war on the occasion of the freeing of the Khurramshahr city. Some of the war wounded are talking about their memories of the 8-year sacred defense the 8-year war imposed by Saddam Hussein's regime on Islamic Republic of Iran.
بند جز احساس شوق احساس دیگری پیدا نمی‌کردم واقعا خسته نمی‌شه انسان
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم ولا حول
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful salutations to the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him. Salutations to his progeny and his disciples. I would like to greet a dear leader and my mentor Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. I have a memory of the 8-year sacred defense which is of the same nature as the Ashura incident when Imam Hussein was martyred in Karbala. I hope this memory that I have from the sacred defense Dr. Rafi'i university lecturer a war wounded a Basiji war wounded is reciting a piece of poetry to the supreme leader of Islamic Republic of Iran
بل می نمود بر درستی محبت صد شهود آتشی بودش نمی دانست چیز لیک چون شم از تف آن می گریز بعد گریه گفت اینها رفت لیک این زمان ارشاد کن تو یار نیک هرچه فرمایی به جان استاده ام بر خط تو پا و سر بنهاده ام گر در آتش رفت باید چون خلیل ور چو یحیی می کنی خونم سبیل بر زگرگه چون شعیب اعما شبم بر چو یونس در فم ماهی شبم بر سفقرم ایسی مرگم کنی بر چو یوسف چاه و زندانم کنی رخ نگردانم نگردم از تو من بهر فرمان تو دارم جان و تن گفت معشوق این همه کردی ولیک گوش بکشا پهن و اندر یاب نیک کانچه اصل عشق است و ولاس آن نکردی آنچه کردی فرهاست گفت آن عاشق بگو آن اصل چیست گفت اصلش مردن است و نیستیست این همه کردی نمردی زنده ای هان بمیر ای یار جان بازنده ای گر بمیری زندگی یابی تمام نام نیکوی تو ماند تا قیام ما ادعای عشق نسبت به آقامون به رهبرمون به ولیمون داریم ولی اگر آقامون سوال کرده این همه کردی نمردی زنده ای انشاءالله بزرگی
This is a fate written for all of us in Chelsea Tune Salmas I was involved in a war with the anti-revolutionaries, and I was shot 18 times. I will talk about this memory, and then I will talk about another memory. As I said, I was shot 18 times, and I was down on the ground, and all our colleagues and other soldiers were either martyred or wounded. And I saw the brutal enemy, the savage enemy, came down the hill. And I was with my friend in a place where we couldn't hide or hide in trenches. And the enemy started shooting the wounded and killing them and kicking them. And I started praying. And when I opened the corner of my eyes, I saw from the corner of my eyes that they were standing around me. And one of them told the others that I was still alive, and the other hit me on my side. I couldn't breathe. But I was hoping that God Almighty, and also remembering Imam Mahdi, Imam of the time, may God expedite his return. They kicked me on the other side as well, and my ribs were broken. One of them hit me in the back of my neck, and they stood on my face and smashed my face. And one of them told the others to kill me, and they shot me in the heart, and that bullet is still in my heart, and every time I walk up the hill I feel that bullet is telling me that we are still here to fight and try to achieve our goal. And even though I was still wounded, I knew Imam Mahdi will save me. This Basiji war wounded is reciting another piece of poetry. They shot me again, and they grabbed me in the collar, and they pulled me, and they kicked me again, and they pushed me under a truck, and they shot the tires, and I felt the car was on my chest. And then a grenade was exploded next to me. Now, I was wounded terribly. The nerves were all cut. And several times they decided to dig a grave for me, and they even took me to the morgue a couple of times. The sole of my foot was hit by a bullet, And every time somebody touched me, I was so much in pain that I fainted a few times. And I had to wear gloves in order to touch anything. And anyone who dared touch me, I was screaming. And even the doctors who came from abroad were surprised about my symptoms. And I recovered somehow, and they brought me some uniform, and once again I went back to the battleground. I had a friend, a Sayyid, and he had lost his parents. This young friend of mine was in fifth grade, and he continued his education, and he was begging me to take him to the battleground. And I told him to wait and study instead of going to the battleground. And he told me if I promised him to take him to the battleground, he will do something in order to for me to take off the gloves. I went to Ghazvin and I talked to the Revolutionary Guard Corps, and they agreed to take this boy, Masoud, his name, to the battleground. But he was not supposed to be taken to the front line. And he kept telling me that he will pray for me in order to get rid of the gloves. I'm saying this just to mention once again the high position the martyrs of the 8-year sacred defense have. I told Masoud that he promised me to take off my gloves even in the summertime. When I had these gloves on, people joked with me because in the middle of the summer I had to wear these gloves. And he took off the gloves, and he took off my gloves, and I got rid of them. Every time he wrote to me from the battleground, he asked me to write to him to tell him about Hazrat Abul Fazl. And I asked him once why he wanted me to read the prayers, Imam Hazrat Abbas prayers. And he told me that he wanted to become a martyr, just like Hazrat Abul Fazl and Hazrat Abbas. And every time I saw him, we talked about Hazrat Abul Fazl and Hazrat Abbas. And sometime later, I was asked whether I knew Masoud. And I told him that I did. And I went to the front line, and I saw him bled to death, and a shrapnel split his head, and I went and kissed him. He and his friends were all martyred. Kissing the face of a martyr is a blessing, and I was crying. And I noticed that his right arm was cut off too. We couldn't find his right arm. That's when I remembered why he always insisted that I read about Hazrat Abul Fazl, who lost his arm in Karbala incident. I would like to recite a piece of poetry.
مشک بر دوش و من در تو محو تماشا ابوالفضل دل از کودکی از فرات آب میخورد. بچه‌های ما همین بچه‌های رزمنده با همین نام‌ها با همین عشق بزرگ شدن. دل از کودکی از فرات آب میخورد و تکلیف شب آب بابا ابوالفضل. اگر دست می داد دل می بریدم به دست تو از هر دو دنیا ابوالفضل. تو با غیرت و مشک و دست بریده قیامت می قیامت به پا می کنی یا ابوالفضل. هر کی می خواد آقامون بمونه تا امام زمان ظهور کنه به عشق آقامون بلند بگید یا ابوالفضل. من عجیب منقلب شدم.
We brought his body to be buried in our village, and we decided to write a line of poetry on his gravestone. As I mentioned earlier, my arms were paralyzed. I had a friend in Al-Mahdi, and he was wounded in the battleground several times, and we were very close friends. And about a week before some operations, he told me that I will stay alive and he will become martyred. And he was sitting at a desk, and he asked me to replace him and sit at the desk, and he wanted me to write the names of the soldiers, and I told him that I asked him whether he knew that I couldn't write, and I was writing the names of the soldiers. Those soldiers that belonged to Hazrat Abulfaz. And then, this was a dream, of course, and next morning, the following morning, when I woke up, I noticed that my arm was okay. I was praying for a long time to come and visit you and see you. And I was given some time to talk about my memories, and I like to ask Ayatollah to give me a few more minutes. Thank you. God protect you. Well, even if this meeting was going to take several hours, I wouldn't get tired. I wouldn't be tired. After all, listening to what my dear sons and daughters here said about the memories of the 8-year sacred defense. And I'm grateful that I have had this chance to come and see you all. Let's talk about the memories later because we're short of time, even though my memories of the Sacred Defense don't deserve even being compared with your memories. I just want to say something, and that is the importance of martyrdom and fighting for Islam. You see, the founder of the founder of this using literature and art in order to talk about martyrdom and how one can and should fight for Islam was Hazrat Zainab. And then following Hazrat Zainab, Hazrat Sajjad continued and pursued her objectives. And if it weren't for them, then the memories of Ashura and martyrs wouldn't have lived. In order to keep these memories alive and these truth, the truth about Islam, is to ask those who have experienced, and then in turn, when they tell us about the memories, then these memories will stay alive. So we need to keep what we remember from the Sacred Defense in a systematic way. Hazrat Zainab's sermon in Kufa, Sham city, is such an artistic sermon, very attractive, and this sermon was performed in such an artistic way that even when the enemy heard this sermon, it felt like a bullet in the heart of the enemies of Islam. The effect of and the influence of art in expressing one's memories and one's intentions is not done consciously. Hazrat Zainab in Sham Mosque expressed her feelings without even having planned for it. And you, dear brothers and sisters here, can follow what Hazrat Zainab did, using art and artistic ways of expressing your memories. I'm sure my brothers and sisters here have done a lot since 20 years ago, when we started hearing these memories, and when books on memories of the Sacred Defense came out, started coming out, I started reading these books. And I was so impressed by the attractiveness of these books, these words, these statements that were written in those books. We should commemorate all those people who worked hard in order to preserve these memories. I remember some of these names that were written in the back of the book covers. And if I could, I could write about these memories. Now, poets usually praise the kings and queens, but I would praise people such as Mr. Ghadami and those people who wrote these memories. It was an important feat. I believe the more we invest on the sacred defense, the more we need to do so. In other words, art, an artistic way of expressing these memories, can still be exploited. There are some interesting books written, but I feel we still need a lot of work to do. There are, of course, some people who intentionally want to cloud and obscure the sun. By that I mean they're trying to downgrade the importance of these memories, these events. After all, hearing about these memories can give us a lot of hope. A nation with empty hands stood up to the enemies, to the enemy with all its might, and with the help of God Almighty, was successful to pull itself out of the mess that was created by our enemies. If this nation is given the chance to feel this great power that it possessed and believe in itself, then no power can destroy this nation. And for this reason, some people are trying to downgrade this and to denigrate the importance of the 8-year sacred defense. What we need to do is to tell the next generation, the present generation, to exploit the capacity that the 8 sacred defense with arts. We should tell following generations, we should write for them and leave for them that these young women and young men were present in the battleground and they did what they needed to do. I was in the battleground in some places. Some of our forces did not have even the basic means of defending, even a rifle. For instance, in Ahvaz, when I was there, some of our soldiers, some battalions, had maybe 10 tanks. 10 or 12 maximum. We had the tanks we had in a large battalion. The tanks were all destroyed, but they were still resisting. Now, in the last 24 or 25 years, we have ascended from being down on the ground to the heavens. And then, here we see, here we hear that they are threatening us with sanctions. In fact, we defended our country. Our young people made weapons. At the time, we were under heavy sanctions. Our scientists and our engineers built weapons that only American army and some other countries had. For instance, this TOW missiles that our engineers made were a great achievement. I always said that our young people were able to achieve a lot, and we see that's happening. For instance, in our nuclear program, which is a great achievement, we have achieved in other areas as well. I don't mean just in military field. We have achieved a lot scientifically, and all these happens, all these achievements have happened at the time where we were under sanctions. And in fact, these achievements came around even at the time where so-called our friends did not treat us in a friendly manner. And this tells us something, that there's a great capacity in this nation to do a lot. You remember when Pahlavi dynasty ruled Iran, they suggested to the people that we could not achieve a lot. And every time the name Iran or Iranian was talked about, it was synonymous with weakness, inability to achieve anything, to make anything. But at this time, the situation has turned around 180 degrees. Our nation, our people can create, can innovate, and this nation can go beyond the scientific borders and technological borders, even though we know at this time that we still have a lot to cover. We still have a long way to go, but we are doing. Now, this spirit that we can is manifested in the sacred defense. I could see this spirit of hope everywhere. You remember that Iran's army was trained in a way that confronted religion, that was not ready to defend the country. About a year and a half or 2 years after the victory of Islamic Revolution, the same army that no one put much importance on showed its capacity. Everyone remembers the first air raids launched by Iran's Air Force. Even though these pilots were trained in Pahlavi regime, but deep down they were Muslims. The same with army. When I was in Ahvaz, I used to get up in the middle of the night and go and see what was happening in the battlegrounds. One night I saw an army officer standing by a tank and doing his nighttime prayer. I remember the soldiers that worked with Martyr Chamran. I used to go with them, and one night I saw an officer, he was a colonel. The place I went to first was a garrison. Where Battalion 92 was stationed. An officer came to me, the colonel came to me and asked me for something. I thought maybe he wants to have a leave of absence. And I wasn't impressed. But he started crying and he said that he wanted to go along with the soldiers that used to go and hunt enemy tanks in the middle of the night. And this colonel wanted them to take him with them. There were also Basiji militia and others who worked with Martyr Chamran. And there are also other dimensions that there were other dimensions that you could see in the 8 year sacred defense. And in fact, the sacred defense reflected our people and their belief. And you who were present in the battlefield can use art to reflect your memories. And I do want to appreciate what you have done. I'm grateful to all of you. And I do insist that you should write more about the war, the sacred defense, and use literature. And I hope you'll be successful doing this. And those brothers and sisters who have created valuable works of art should continue. And some of you, in fact, have been creating beautiful works. I compare some of the work that some of our brothers and sisters have done in the past with the works they're doing now. They have progressed, and when it comes to poetry, the same is there. Dr. Rafi'i read a few lines of poetry, beautiful words. Now, we didn't used to have these poetry in the past. About 20 years ago, we didn't have these. But now, we hear more of them. And I believe, God willing, if the officials responsible for these works to be published, we will be able to have literature of war that will get to the peak of our literary community. We had Saadi, Hafez, and Ferdowsi in the past, and if we continue poetry of 8 year sacred, we can achieve a lot. And also in other fields, we can do the same, and it will be beneficial to our country. I hope I wish you all success and prosperity, and may God bless you all, and God bless you all, and thank you.